Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
It's game day, as in... they're back. The NFL boys are back, baby. I'm excited. Can you tell? Okay. I could tone it down a little, but really, what's the point of that? I'm allowing my inner enthusiasm to come pouring out because I know many of you feel the exact same way. It's back, baby. With one game. Whet our appetite with just the one game. The season opener on Thursday night between the Lions and the Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, who will become the top contenders to knock the Chiefs off the throne. That's the question we start with. But, oh, there are so many questions, even as we prepare to launch full force into another NFL season. I feel like a gladiator right now. On the cusp of a big fight. Let's go. It's not even about a particular team, maybe one storyline, headline. There are so many. That's why the early stages of the season are vividly compelling. Every Sunday, we've promised you on our Sunday night show that we'll get to every single game. But initially, in the first month, 2 months of the season, every game has questions. Every team is still part of the mix. Even if they drop their first two games, well, then we ask the question of, oh, who will come from an 0-2 start to make the playoffs? An 0-3? Who will lose five games in a row and still make the playoffs? It's nonstop. And we know that about the NFL, right? Because we never miss the NFL. It never goes away. But now it's back with actual games that count. No more of this fluff, right? No more of this preview and prediction talk. Let's get down to business, shall we?
It's going to be chaotic. Guys are going to be, their head's going to be spinning.
Let's get down to some dynamic Dan, some Dan Campbell. I don't know, Mike Tomlin, you better watch out. We may jump ship and call Dan Campbell the best press conference, the best quote in the NFL.
I feel wind underneath my freaking wings, man.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our last hour without football. Because we've got, what, let's see. Game starts at 8:20 Eastern time, which is 7:20 Kansas City time. So, yeah, we're looking at 15 hours. But honestly, the pregame festivities have already begun, not just in Kansas City, but on every network that talks about football from here to Timbuktu. The pregame shows have already started. I waited until the last possible second. Well, it wasn't me specifically, but the draft for my fantasy league was 10 hours ago. I do not like my team. My team stinks. Already it stinks. And producer Jay and I are in the same boat. We are stuck with Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback.
It's totally fine.
No, it's not totally fine. I won last year in spite of you as my quarterback. And this year I don't even have Tyreek Hill to pick up the slack. I don't like my team. why, as a champion, do I keep getting forced into the very last stages of round one? Why don't I ever have a chance to draft? I don't even need number one. How about just top five?
Yeah, that 11, I hate that area.
11 and 13. That's my last 2 years of drafting. 11 and 13.
Just, you should have had some say in the draft order, or if, like you, like I said before, if they weren't going to determine a draft over everybody, at least you're the reigning champion. You deserve to have a top
pick. Thank you, Jay.
I know you won.
Maybe
you won.
I need to join your league. Not that I'd be welcome there, of course, because
you're welcome.
Well, thank
we got some people. We got some dead weight.
Some dead weight. I hope your drafts are done by now, and I also hope that your Survivor Island picks have been made by now. You're running out of time, and if you get busy on Thursday, then you have to get your pregame meal on the stove, in the crock pot, maybe the air fryer, on the grill, whatever it is. You're running out of hours and real estate to join us on Survivor Island, so I'm going to retweet it one more time this morning. And while you're there on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, how about you answer our show question? We did. So we would never ask you to do anything that we won't do first, okay? We have done a brand new YouTube video in which we've answered the question of which teams will make the playoffs in 23 that did not participate last season. Roughly half the NFL playoff field turns over. That would be seven new teams. We've given you our stairway to seven. Oh, it fits so neatly. Episode 5. A lot of you are finding it on our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I hope that doesn't mean that you're watching the YouTube video when you're supposed to be listening to the show. But I know every time I mention it, the views go up. So yeah, easy to find. I'm waving my arms around like a spaz, which is fairly typical of this Italian girl. And producer Jay has done an incredible job with graphics and music. It's really our party before the party. Our pre-party, if you will. I couldn't tell you that we walked the red carpet. I'm not even sure what color carpet that is in the booth that we used. I'm a little afraid to look down because
it's probably a different color when it was put in.
Who knows the last time that it was actually cleaned? But our promise was kept. We did promise you to release a brand new YouTube video in honor of football season. So welcome back, football. We gave you seven teams that will make the playoffs this year that did not make the playoffs last year. And just as a side note, if you really love producer Jay, which of course he's the most popular person on this show, if you would go ahead and like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will make his day. It's like an early Christmas present, if you will. Especially since you can't get him TSA PreCheck, that's my Christmas present to him. I'm telling you, Jay, after flying now the second time with TSA PreCheck, I don't know why I was so stubborn.
It's life. I mean, I've never done it, but I imagine it's life-changing.
Why have you never done it?
I'm stubborn. I've got to do it.
It's my Christmas present to you, which means you have to use it. Kind of like that bottle of incredible pasta sauce I gave you almost 2 years ago now that's still sitting in your closet.
I have that.
You do. You still have it. I used my own jar of pasta sauce, similar to your jar of pasta sauce, last night with my rotini and my elbows and my Italian sausage and my peas. It was so delicious, and I thought, I wonder how many years the jar of pasta sauce is going to sit on producer Jay's shelf before he either gets rid of it, gives it away as a re-gift, or finally uses it.
I plan to use it. It's going
to
happen.
You plan to?
It's going to happen. I don't cook all that often, but when I do, I'm going to use it.
You do cook multiple times per week.
If you can call it that.
He just refuses to eat the pasta sauce because it did not come at the convenience store. That's where he does his grocery
Maybe
shopping.
Maybe subconsciously.
Anyway, it was delicious. And pasta sauce does not make Jay happy, but it does make him happy when you subscribe to our YouTube channel. So go ahead and check it out. We've given you our seven teams that will make the playoffs after the 23 season that did not make the playoffs the year before. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We will get to a matchup of future Hall of Famers on the baseball diamond. But first, yes, there is a lot of exulting, a lot of buzzing about the start of the NFL season all over the United States and north of the border. The cheering, however, that's coming from the Bay Area. And there is a reason why, a very expensive reason why. But you know what? His teammates aren't paying the bill, so they don't care. Eric Armstead, Javon Hargrave, even Trent Williams. This is what they were talking about on Wednesday as it became apparent that Nick Bosa was no longer MIA. In fact, he was back, baby.
I walked in and a couple guys were excited, kind of screaming. I was like, what's going on? They told me that it got done.
Well, I just heard it screaming. I didn't know what they were screaming about running down the hall. But it's definitely a great feeling. I think everybody excited to have him back.
Who did you see running down the hall?
Fred. I assume that's what he was yelling about, but he be yelling about being happy for practice too. So I didn't know, but everybody seemed very excited.
Obviously, it's a bigger contract. Takes a little bit more negotiating, so it took a little longer. But I mean, the goal is the goal. We got him signed. You know, he'll be back in the locker room. The team can't wait to welcome him with open arms. Might be a little arms might have to be a little wider because he got bigger pockets now. But you know, we definitely gonna welcome him back with open arms.
How about the jokes? All of the Niners in the locker room making jokes because they're so happy. They're relieved. Nick Bosa is in fact re-signed and is back. We have the video evidence. You get to hear it audio-wise, but there was a video posted by the Niners Twitter account that featured him at an airport. It's what it looked like, landing in the Bay Area to get set for the season opener, and he has a mea culpa for the fans.
Sorry for the scare. Let's go win some games.
I'm sorry for the scare. Let's go win some games, shall we? $122.5 million fully guaranteed, the most ever for a defensive player. Well past. This maybe is a topic of conversation the next time the family has dinner together. But well over the top of the 100, I think it was $103 million that his brother Joey got with the Los Angeles Chargers. Now Nick is the highest paid defensive player in the history of the NFL, and he will make $34 million per year on average. So Aaron Donald was the previous high for defensive players at 31.7. Now Nick Bosa, $34 million per year. That's a cheap quarterback in the NFL, but hey, he is critical to what the Niners will do. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. He's a game changer. Even if he doesn't get to the quarterback, he frees up one of his teammates to get to the quarterback because of the attention that he grabs. But he's crafty. He's strong. He's fast. He seems to have such great vision, where he can almost watch the play unfold before it does. I love to see him work because he's a combination of power and pop. Now, TJ Watt will likely be on the field. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't, for the Steelers coming up on Sunday. So if Joey Bosa is also in uniform, if Nick is also in uniform, we've got two of the best pass rushers in the NFL on the same field to start the season. All right, sign me up. Is that going to be the after-hours game of the week? We shall see. So welcome back, Nick Bosa. Oh, welcome back, NFL. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle Shanahan, he was almost smiling at his press conference on Wednesday, and he made headlines for one particular phrase that he used when he was asked about Nick Bosa playing on Sunday.
I mean, there is question because we haven't seen him, but I think you guys know how I'm talking. Like, you have to have a beer belly and be out of shape or something. That's not in Bosa's DNA.
And so, yes, there were videos of Nick Bosa, and no, he was not sporting a beer belly. The Chiefs will kick off on Thursday as they host the Lions in the NFL season opener, and still no Chris Jones, though he was part of a charity event with his teammates on Wednesday, speaking to a horde of reporters, and he was asked about this idea that he's letting his teammates down because he isn't going to play or doesn't plan to play until the Chiefs give him a new deal.
Just like when you had a job and you asked for an extension, right? And you asked for a raise, right? You're not letting anyone down. Who are you letting down for asking your boss for a raise, right? Hopefully it gets worked out. You know, it's always been my goal to be a Kansas City Chiefs for life. I've said that multiple times on social media platforms, from interviews, and they know where my position is at, and hopefully we can get something worked out.
He actually went on to say that he will play tonight if the deal gets done. It was the 11th hour for Nick Bosa. Chris Jones, a key piece of a veteran defense for the Kansas City Chiefs. On that defensive line, we know how important that group has been. Certainly overlooked because of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all of the various motion and iterations of the offense. Remember the ring around the rosy last year?
Yes.
So instead of doing a huddle, the Chiefs offense does a ring around the rosy and then disperses to their various spots on the field. That's the kind of stuff that Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy would come up with. So yeah, Patrick Mahomes and the offense, they attract a lot of attention. The defense often gets overlooked. Here's the deal, though. Here's the difference, I think, with Nick Bosa and Chris Jones. I mean, Nick is the reigning defensive player of the year. But also, the Niners' defense sets the tone for that team. It's not the case with the Chiefs. Regardless of what's going on with the defense, and there have been some stretches where the defense has been porous at best, awful at worst for Kansas City. Now, I believe the veterans do step up when necessary. I call it a big play defense because a lot of times they wait until the last possible second to come up with a big play. But yeah, they've got a lot of experience on their side of the ball too. The difference is a Patrick Mahomes running an offense covers a multitude of mistakes, covers up a multitude of missed tackles or poor series or even touchdowns given up, right? Big plays. That's what a Patrick Mahomes offense can do. Is it the best recipe for long-term success? No. You don't always want to have your quarterback be out there needing a score on every single series. You want to give him a little margin for error. You want to carry your own weight as a defense, but maybe not quite the sense of urgency with Chris Jones because Patrick Mahomes is, in fact, healthy and ready to go. Now, Travis Kelce is not healthy. We don't know if he will play. Latest injury report had him as questionable, but here's the crazy part. He's the only player on the Chiefs injured list, injury report. The only one. Everybody else is maybe not 100% healthy, but green light go. That's kind of a nice way to start a season.
Has that ever happened?
Oh, I'm sure it has.
I feel like it's so rare to have not one player on injury report.
That's yeah, it's crazy. Definitely rare. So while we wait some news on Chris Jones, Travis Kelce's brother Jason did an appearance on WIP, our Philadelphia affiliate, and he's not so sure that you should take Travis out of the equation for the season opener.
I talked to him yesterday, and I've done the same thing. You know, you just plant, or you know, you do something, and your knee hyperextends. Actually, I mean, if I'm being truthful, the last time I did this, I was making a bonfire outside, and I thought I was strong enough to kick a piece of wood in half, and I hyperextended my knee and did the same thing, bone bruise. It sounds like as long as they can get that down, you know, he's going to have a chance to go. The ligaments and everything are intact structurally. From what we know right now, his knee's fine. So really it's about getting that swelling down and then seeing how bruised that bone is.
Jason Kelce on WIP in Philadelphia. So don't put it past Travis to be out there if he can handle the pain. But it's a long season. Oh, I love it. I'm relishing in the fact that it's a long season. And we now have the NFL to talk about. Really, we could be immersed in the NFL, though. Yeah, there are other sports as well. You're going to hear from Dan Campbell and Andy Reid before the hour is up, because this is our final 40 minutes with you before the NFL is officially back. We're asking you on social, and we answered the question on our newest YouTube video, so check it out. but we're asking you, which teams that did not make the playoffs last year will reinsert themselves in 2023? That could be up to 7 teams if the averages hold true. So running through some of your answers on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Mike says the Steelers will win it all. John on Twitter in the AFC is going Steelers, Jets, and Broncos. I'm trying to say that with a straight face. In the NFC, he says Falcons. Also on Twitter, Tom goes with the Lions, the Jets, the Chargers, and the Falcons. He says lots of upgrades on both sides of the ball. 10 of their losses last year were by fewer than 7 points. Curtis on Twitter, Jets are in, maybe the Raiders and the Lions. Heath in the AFC, Jets, Steelers, Browns, and Colts? Come on.
Colts?
Come on, Colts? They don't even have Jonathan Taylor right now. I don't, okay.
It's week one.
You lost me there. NFC, Lions, Commanders, so the only team that did not make the playoffs in the NFC beast last year, the Saints and the Rams, although I have to say this is funny. Heath said Saint, not Saints. So I guess just one of them is going to make the playoffs. That.
Just Derek Carr.
Let's see. Rich goes with the Falcons. Don goes with the Packers. Ron says the Browns. Another one, JM going with the Falcons. Falcons are a popular pick. I wasn't expecting that. We'll get to your answers on Facebook before the show is done. But yeah, find us on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. You can weigh in there as well. And don't forget, Jay, he gets goosebumps when you subscribe to our YouTube channel. It makes him so super happy.
That was beautiful.
Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on game day on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening. Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This receiver trio is just is scary, and it does start with Scary Terry himself there. He's good, man. And I it's just, can we get normal quarterback play for this guy
for
once in his career? Because you're right. I mean, yeah, no shade to ODU's finest Taylor Heinicke, but he was literally a backup quarterback in the XFL. And he's probably the best player that Washington has rolled out at quarterback in Terry's, you know, career.
Subscribe to Reception Perception, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Listening to the After Hours podcast.
Look at second, now the pitch. And Alvarez hammers it deep to center, racing back on it. Tavares still going back, looking up. See you later! Into the Astros bullpen, a two-run home run for Yordan Alvarez, and it is 2-0 Astros.
Here's the 1-1.
And Brantley cranks this one deep to right, going back Garcia on the warning track. At the wall, he leaps, and it's gone! Opposite field home run for Michael Brantley. His third career homer off of Scherzer, and the Astros lead 3-1.
Here it is.
Driven to left field. Did he do it? Did he do it? Yes, he did! Grand slam, Jose Abreu, 7-1.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks as the Astros mash Mad Max. This was no contest, or it was for all of 3 pitches or so. The Astros keeping up this barrage of hits and runs, and doing it at the expense of the AL West rivals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 3 home runs off Max Scherzer. 7 runs total. He was gone after the 3rd inning. And, yeah, he did not give the Rangers much of a chance to avoid being swept.
I needed to throw an A game tonight. I needed to be completely on tonight to be able to, be able to keep their offense at bay. I wasn't able to locate, and I paid the price for it.
He did complain of a sore arm, but it was evident he wasn't as sharp as he's been. Command was a little off. Really, the slider that was missing tonight. He didn't have his good slider. The slider to Abreu, he didn't finish up. It stayed in the middle, and that's what really put the game away, was that pitch error. But now he was battling out there without his good slider and his good command.
The Rangers are feeling it a little bit, feeling the pressure, if you will. They've dropped 6 of 7 now and are 3 games back of the Astros atop the AL West. The Mariners managed to avoid getting swept by Cincinnati, and so they are still right there in the mix. I think one game back of the Astros without looking. But right now, you can see the power, the confidence, really the push is back for the World Series champions. Justin Verlander was opposing Max Scherzer. First time these future Hall of Famers have ever pitched against each other. Right? So they've been teammates in multiple places. They've obviously both been aces on different staffs. But at the trade deadline, they ended up in the same division. And now here we get them on the mound in the same game for the first time in their Hall of Fame careers. That's kind of crazy. Verlander now 5-2 since he rejoined the Astros rotation. Of course. What else could you ask for? But he says, my job's not too difficult with a roster like this one.
Our offense made it pretty easy on us this series. So obviously when you're staked with a big run lead, you just kind of want to eat up innings and try to keep the team off the board as much as possible, and was able to do that.
Yeah, he did that. 39 runs in 3 games this series. 39 runs by the Astros.
Immaculate!
Part of that is the Astros' bats are hot and the offense is contagious, but also every single pitcher the Rangers trotted out there got, if not hit really hard and not completely lit up, couldn't get comfortable. The Rangers put so much, or the Astros put so much pressure on them in the course of this series. But, getting swept, you're not the only team, as the Giants also got swept by the Cubs over the weekend, too. One more baseball headline before we get to some football preview after the update. Julio Urias, who is he was the ace with the Dodgers last year, one of the pitchers in that Dodgers starting rotation. He is now away from the team. He's on administrative leave. I'm not sure if you remember his background, but previously he'd been suspended by Major League Baseball under its domestic violence policy. And now he's away from the team because he was arrested and held for about 5 hours by authorities. That's what I read. And he's facing charges of corporal domestic violence, because a member of his household, don't know if it was his significant other or if it was a child, but a member of his household had a bodily injury. So he's accused of doing bodily harm to a member of his family. And while authorities are investigating further, the Dodgers are trying to take a middle-of-the-road stance. The problem is the Trevor Bauer situation wasn't that long ago, so I don't know how they do that. Here's Dave Roberts.
We understand that it's an administrative leave. They've got to kind of go through the process. Players Association, Julio's group, Major League Baseball, they're all going to kind of work through this. As far as the baseball move, we're going to add Ryan Pepiot, and the expectation is for him to start tomorrow.
All right, so players are paid while they're on administrative leave. It's not that different from the commissioner's list in the NFL, but he is away from the team. And I can't, initially Trevor Bauer was on administrative leave as well. And what was getting paid, the team did not want him back. That's what we heard from the Dodgers clubhouse. It was the players themselves who did not want Bauer to return once they heard the accusations. He's not been convicted of anything. The last I heard he was playing overseas. Was it Japan where he's playing? But the Dodgers didn't want him back. Despite the fact that they'd given him a fat contract, they were never interested in him returning to the clubhouse. No player in baseball has ever been suspended twice under the league's domestic violence policy. But Julio Urias had watched the Inter-Miami LA soccer game, and he got arrested outside the stadium late on Sunday. Corporal injury. That's the charge. And it's a felony. And it's a member of his household that had bodily injury, according to authorities. And so now the Dodgers are in wait-and-see mode. Their supremacy atop the NL West is not in doubt. And this is really not about baseball. But I wonder how they will handle this case versus Trevor Bauer. Now, you may remember the accusations leveled against Trevor were disturbing. Okay, so just to read them, to think about them. He was accused by at least one woman of choking her to the point where she was unconscious. And then there were rumors of other women out there too. Ultimately, the case was thrown out and he was free to return to baseball, but the Dodgers didn't want him and nobody else did either. And it may not be fair, but the idea of him choking a woman is really what did it. Even as the dust settled. I mean, think about the punter for the Bills. Was it Matt Araiza? That was his name last year, who was cut immediately after there were charges that surfaced, or accusations that surfaced that he had been part of a game rape at a party when he was in college. Ultimately, those, not only were those accusations proven to be false, but Matt wasn't even there at the site of this party when the young woman claimed that she had been a victim of gang rape. Matt lost his job anyway. But I don't know whether or not Urias ends up with the same treatment from the Dodgers, but I do know it was partly the disturbing nature of the allegations against Trevor Bauer. This should be just as disturbing. He was arrested. It's the second time that he's been accused of domestic violence. Not that you need there to be a second time to take it seriously. But now the Dodgers are waiting to see what happens. And I wonder if they'll have him back the rest of the season. Dave Roberts was noncommittal when he was asked that question. We're heading up toward the top of the hour on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Facebook page too. We're asking you which NFL teams will make the playoffs this year that were not part of the equation last season, because that's how it goes in the NFL. It's one of the reasons we love it. It's topsy-turvy, lots of twists and turns and turnover, if you will. So Twitter or Facebook, and watch our new video on YouTube. We answer the question. There is one glaring omission. I'm not sure how it happened, but I blame Jay. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I never thought of it either. It's After Hours.
I'm telling you, I like it better without it.
On CBS Sports Radio. This is our story and we're sticking to it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Man, to go on the road at a place like that, I just, what I told my guys, man, embrace it, enjoy this. This is not as stressful. This shouldn't be stressful. This should be, take it all in. Enjoy the sunlight, if you will. I know it's at night, but, it's just, you know, when you're a true competitor, to go on the road in an environment like this, man, I think it really brings out the best in you. Honestly, it's no different than any other game. Once you get through this early portion, even the openers on both sides of the ball, now you're into the flow of the game. And so, man, we just got to stay steady, consistent. No, don't get too high, don't get too low.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Dan Campbell. He's a dandy. He is the opposite of coach speak. I don't know where he comes up with some of this stuff, and I truly believe it's off the cuff. He speaks from his heart or out of his butt, depending upon which body part you would give credit to. I do know that he tells us he's not a lunatic, but I can spot one when I see one. And my motto in life is find people who are your kind of crazy. Dan Campbell is my kind of crazy.
I'm just rambling right now.
See what I mean?
I don't know.
Although I've never actually bitten a kneecap off, and I would be pretty confident in saying he hasn't either. He's awesome. He and Mike Tomlin, could you imagine the two of them in some type of a debate? Oh, it would be glorious.
I think we need to make that happen.
We do. Welcome back, football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Dan Campbell leading the Detroit Lions into Arrowhead Stadium. Oh, be careful what you wish for. You wanted primetime games. You wanted to get flexed. You wanted to be on national TV. You wanted the spotlight. Now you don't want the hype train. Make up your mind. If you are opening up against the Chiefs as they see the championship banner unfurled, well, you know that a lot of people have their eyes on you, Detroit.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Right. That is how it goes. Beware, Kansas City. Oh, do you think Patrick Mahomes is scared? Do you think he's scared?
No.
No.
Not even a little.
All right. So here's the deal. You got to stay focused. You can't be a victim to all of the hype, the buzz, the energy. And for the Lions, as they go into Arrowhead Stadium, I wouldn't say it's unfamiliar territory because they play in the NFC North, so they certainly understand how crazy the hostile environments can get. They handled it well at Lambeau Field on Sunday Night Football Week 18 last year. But this is the Chiefs. Arrowhead may be, well, if it's not the loudest, it's second loudest next to Seattle. The stadium, it shakes. You can barely hear yourself think. At least they're not playing there in winter when it's frigid and your feet are frozen. Nah. Instead, you got to try to get off to a hot start.
Our job and what they should really relish in is, man, trying to, you know, quiet the crowd. You know, that to me is the ultimate. If you can quiet the crowd because you're making plays and you're just hanging in there, that's the, you know, that's really the goal, because that means you're doing some good things.
I like Dan Campbell. That was relatively boring, but still, just hearing his voice right now makes me smile. Yeah, can you quiet the crowd? Well, the Chiefs, when they're on offense, want the crowd to be quiet, but Isaiah Pacheco and certainly Andy Reid, they understand that because they're Super Bowl champions, because they're on national TV, because it's the very first game, there's no way to avoid the pomp, the circumstance, the festivity, the party.
It's going to be a lot of distractions, a lot of fan activities, but a lot of fans calling names, so it's exciting. But I'm saying, well, you know, you got the job ahead of you. You got to lock in and eliminate distractions.
Look for this challenge of playing the Lions. They've got a good football team, and our guys have had a good week of prep, and we're looking forward, like I said, to the challenge of playing a good football team.
We could be down 14, we could be up 14, and you got to play every play. And just relax, put the last one behind you, and just keep playing football, you know?
Just relax. Put the last one behind you, just keep playing football. I kind of feel that way about a bad segment here on the radio. You got to relax. You got to do some box breathing. You got to put the whole thing behind you and just keep moving forward. Jay, what about when you make a mistake? Oh, I forgot. You don't make mistakes, or you don't make mistakes that anyone hears because you use your dump button in there.
Oh, no.
To cover up your mistakes.
It's like two or three times.
The dump button is like your personal Patrick Mahomes. He covers up your mistakes. It covers up your mistakes.
No.
What, no, as in you don't make them?
Or I haven't used that trick in a while, actually.
It's because I keep calling you out on it?
Well, I mean, I'd rather it sound good and use it than not. But so if I have to, I will. But.
Oh, all right. All right, let's go through some of your answers on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Teams that did not play in the postseason after the 22 campaign, but will in 23. Mark, and I'm just running through these in the order of which they were posted. Mark says Lions and Steelers. Those are pretty popular. Lisa goes with the Browns. Jay, what do you think about the Browns in the playoffs?
I like the Browns.
I like the Browns. I like the Ravens. Scott says, I don't have a clue, but I only feel comfortable about my Detroit Lions. Oh, okay. Of all the teams in the NFL that I would think your home fans would not feel comfortable about, it would be the Lions. How often do we hear people talk about how the Lions, they simply set you up to let you down? And it's not let you down easy. It's drop you on your head. It's one of those teams that is notorious for teasing its fans only to flame out spectacularly or to decide, let's wait till next year. That's what we love about this time of the year, really in any sport, is that you start out and every fan base has hope. Even if they try to convince you they don't have hope, even if they make self-deprecating jokes about their team, you know, they secretly harbor hopes that this year will be different.
I think the more self-deprecating a fan gets is the more hope that they have. They just don't want to like realize it.
Which then means the more hope can be crushed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do kind of feel like when you have a fan protesting that their team is going to stink, those are the ones who are the most desperate for some semblance of success, some glimmer of hope that this might actually be the year they turn things around. Are Jets fans feeling that way right now? Or are Jets fans closer to the way the Broncos fan base was this time last year when they were off the charts excited about Russell Wilson, gave him a fat contract before he ever took a snap that counted for the Broncos, and it couldn't have been worse. No joke, it literally couldn't have been worse. That's not going to be the Jets, right? Nah, it won't be the Jets. It won't be the Jets. But I don't see a lot of people putting the Jets in the playoffs. That's the interesting part. Wayne on Facebook, Dolphins, who did make the playoffs last year, but he goes Lions and Rams. Deke says, obvious answer has to be the Lions. But he says, I'd say watch out for Cleveland. Mark, Steelers. James, Steelers. There's one for the Jets. John goes with the Jets. Dave lists pretty much every team except for the Jets. He goes with the Lions. He goes with the Saints. He goes with the Bears. Whoa! He goes with the Steelers as well. Andy also wants to put Chicago Bears into the ring. I'll say this, the NFC North is there for the taking. I mean, if not the Lions, then somebody's got to win it. I've seen a few Packers fans that are stepping up. Donna in Toronto, the Jets, the Steelers, the Saints, the Browns. Jason is going with the Colts. Oh dear, why? Why would you go with the Colts? Dave says, my beloved Browns. Lori goes with the Steelers. Roland says, the Lions, the Falcons, the Jets, the Commanders. All right, we'll talk football tonight. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!